بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome all viewers. Yesterday I saw a video on abortion and I literally saw human beings in America cheering for the idea of women having the right to kill their babies. And it just got me thinking, like, how did we reach this point? Because we didn't just wake up one day and all of a sudden everyone was like, you know what, women should have the right to kill their babies. You know, as long as it hasn't, well, actually, I was going to say as long as it hasn't left their body yet, but they're actually discussing at the moment if it's a botched abortion, if they tried to kill the baby, but it was born, should they let it live? Should they kill it? They're actually discussing these things. And I'm like, how do we reach this point? Because one thing leads to another, right? And this is obviously the result of this new religion that people are living by, which is do as thou wilt. It is worshiping their desires. And a pillar of them worshiping their desires is this concept that men and women are equal. They are the same. And this is a very important concept because when it comes to doing whatever you want to do, so much of the arguments they use are based on this, because this sounds good to people, saying that men and women are equal, they're the same, they should be treated the same. It sounds good to a lot of people. However, it's just not true. Men and women are not the same. They're different. So for example, if a man and a woman, they have a one-night stand, they get together, they hook up, they sleep with each other, the man can get up and leave and never look back. Let's say they didn't even know each other's names, they didn't exchange numbers, they just slept together. The man disappears. Okay, to the man, he can live the rest of his life as if nothing ever happened. However, the woman, she can get pregnant. And if she gets pregnant, then her life is never going to be the same. Because historically, she'd have pretty much one of two options. She would deliver the baby and raise the baby for like 18 years. And not only that, but she would have to raise it as a single mother because there's no man around. The father isn't around. They're not married. And raising a child is extremely difficult. Even if you have the family structure intact, even if you have family support, it's still difficult. They say it takes a village to raise a child. So how difficult is it for a woman who didn't even intend to have a baby, who doesn't have the father around? Imagine the sacrifice that she's going to have to make for the rest of her life in order to take care of this child. So she could either do that or, of course, give it up for adoption, give it away, which is, it completely goes against a woman's instincts because, you know, it's your child. This is something that came from you. A woman's natural inclination is to do anything that she can to take care of the baby and love it and cherish it and make sure it's okay. But nowadays, they found a loophole, right? Now they're saying, just kill the baby. Just kill it. It's easier for everybody. You don't have to take care of it. You don't have to sacrifice anything. You don't have to, you know, compromise this do as thou wilt. You don't have to compromise your desires because it's not your desire to take care of a child. So just kill it. Then no one else has to take care of it. You don't have to take care of it. You just go on with your life. Just kill it. And that's the point that we've reached as a society. So you would think that perhaps people would look at that and say, you know what, wait a minute. Maybe men and women, maybe they're not the same. You know, maybe we should rethink this. Maybe men and women shouldn't just go around being promiscuous and us act like a man sleeping around is exactly the same as a woman sleeping around and being promiscuous. Maybe we should rethink this. Instead of doing that, they're doubling down. They're doubling down to the point where they're normalizing killing babies. And I think one of the reasons they're doing this is because they have so much invested in men and women being the same and being equal. Think about it, right? The whole LGBTQ thing, that is huge nowadays. It's the big taboo for you to speak out against LGBTQ. A huge foundation of their philosophy rests on this pillar of men and women being the same. If men and women are the same, then why can't a man be a woman? Why can't a woman be a man? Why can't two men have sex together? Why can't two women have sex together? It's all, they're all the same. Men and women, they're all the same. It makes no difference. So they have too much invested in this. If they start acknowledging that men and women are different, then their whole argument is going to start falling apart. Their whole foundation is going to crumble. So it's reached a point where they're willing to kill babies, where they're even arguing about if a baby, if a botched abortion, a baby is born, should we kill it or not? That's how much they're doubling down. That's how much they're willing to sacrifice to worship this god of their desires. And it reaches a point when you go down this path, generation after generation, they get further and further astray, and it reaches a point where they don't even know what normal looks like. A lot of what I'm saying, it should be ABC as easy as 1, 2, 3. It should be like simple common sense. But on the contrary, what I'm saying, people are going to say that I'm hateful, that this is hate speech, even though I'm pointing out something that is, it should be complete common sense. But that's what happens when you go astray. You get further and further astray, and so people don't even have any idea about what reality even is. People are so delusional that up is down, left is right. So since it seems like we've reached that point where people just, they don't even know what a normal, functional family structure looks like anymore, what normal human interaction between men and women even consists of anymore, I want to paint a picture for you, okay? There was once upon a time, people knew men and women are different. They are two different pieces of the same puzzle. So when they come together, they fit together perfectly. And them coming together and fitting together like this, they complete one another. And together, they can actually bring new life into this world. And this was seen as one of the greatest things about being a human, about living, okay, is finding a spouse, having children, and raising them. And as I said, they're two different pieces of the same puzzle. So there are certain deficiencies a man has, and there are certain deficiencies a woman has. But when they come together, they both compensate and they both complement one another and they fill each other's voids. And a man couldn't just go around sleeping with any woman he wanted to. If a woman was going to let a man sleep with her, he had to marry her. He had to be in it for the long haul. They would have a contractual agreement. One of the most important things to a man is to have that intimacy with a woman. It's extremely valuable. And women used to know how valuable they are. If you want to be intimate with me, you have to marry me. You're going to have to take care of me. And divorce was extremely taboo. It wasn't just, no, you can just, we're going to date for a little bit and then you can sleep with me, or you can just marry me for a year and then divorce me. No, you had to be in it for the long haul. You had to make a serious commitment. So men, they would marry women. They would take care of them through thick and thin. They'd have children. You'd have a solid family structure at home. You'd have the mercy and the femininity of the mother raising children. And to complement that, you would have the man and his masculinity. And it's a perfect, solid structure. Once upon a time, this used to be common sense. But nowadays, we live in a time where people want to be able to sleep around. They have applications on your phone. You can just swipe and meet up with somebody and sleep with them. This is what happens when you worship your desires. And this didn't happen overnight. It is a gradual step-by-step process. And this is why I want to make a very clear warning to the Muslims. People nowadays, these progressive Muslims, these people who want to change the religion and modify it. This is what happens. You change the religion and you start going astray. And before you know it, after a couple of generations, you are as astray as these modern so-called progressives. People look at Islam and they think that it's too strict. It's over the top. But the thing about Islam is that it comes from divine guidance. Allah knows that one thing leads to another. So Islam, it seeks to shut the door that is going to lead to evil. So for example, think about the regulations between men and women in Islam. What Islam says about how they should interact with one another, how they should dress in front of one another. That sort of behavior, you know what that leads to? It leads to marriage. It leads to homes that are intact, children being raised by a mother and a father. This sort of behavior and conduct, it leads to all that is good. However, when you start taking off the hijab, you start wearing makeup, men and women, they start just interacting and joking and being social and this and that. Generation after generation, they follow in your footsteps. And before you know it, God forbid, you have a 16-year-old daughter who's pregnant by some guy nobody knows, and now she's getting an abortion, she's killing the baby. One thing leads to another. When you implement Islam, it's going to lead to good. You might have to sacrifice this god of desires that people worship nowadays. You might not be able to do as thou wilt and just follow every little inclination that you have. You might have to sacrifice that for the sake of Allah and for the sake of the greater good. Because if you do the opposite, if you appeal to every single desire, in the long run, you're going to pay for it. It's going to lead to destruction. So that's all I wanted to say. Allah knows best. Alhamdulillah. Thank you for watching. Jazakum Allahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.